So what do you say we move on to Lycanthrope?
All right.
I hear static on the radio, so I send an eye over the hills. Look at the sky, and then I know rain's gonna fall and winds will blow. Cups of coffee with the mayor, let her know what's coming soon. Make it fast, I'll not delay her a quick kiss and good afternoon. This thing won't be just a shower. Fill the sandbags, cut the power. Stock up on the protein powder. Sound the warning siren louder. Eleanor, keep yourself dry as the rain falls from the sky. Love in the time of the storm. Hold me and I'll keep you warm.
So yeah, Lycanthrope. I have to say, I haven't really been following his stuff recently, just because, you know, I don't normally like pay attention to Songfight unless I'm following something that you guys are working on. So I was really surprised at how much his sound has changed. Like you guys, I think when I first heard Lycanthrope, I assumed that he was like sort of committing to like a really pared down sort of sound on purpose, and then of course, he came on your podcast and said, no, I'm just still trying to figure this stuff out, that's all. So yeah, I just want to say, you guys have probably commented on this before, but I just want to say, yeah, great job. Lycanthrope, your stuff is definitely evolving, and it's kind of cool. This was a cool song. I thought that his sound and his voice actually fit really well with the subject matter. It was kind of strange because the song seems to be about dealing with a disaster, and yet he's got that really calm, quiet approach that he has when he sings. But it was oddly comforting. It fit. It gave like a sense of like somebody who has a lot of inner calmness even while they're dealing with a disaster. And I really liked that. It really worked well. And I thought that his voice worked well with all the new instrumentation that he's bringing in this song. So yeah, thumbs up for me for Lycanthrope.
Yeah, one of the things I always remember about Lycanthrope is that I always really like his lyrics just like as like a poem, and then I feel like they kind of fail on actually being implemented into this song. But this one I really liked. I really liked the music, and I think he's definitely getting a lot better just from the little bit that I've seen. And his lyrics are always so interesting and weird, and I love cool, weird lyrics. So yeah, I really like this one.
I think we're all keying in on the fact that the backing track is really good on this. It's really like poppy and fun. And what I noticed is that the percussion is a lot less pounding than what I'm used to hearing from him. Like his percussion sounds focuses a lot on the toms, so it's really sort of a pounding feeling on the percussion. And my God, I think he used a snare drum on the drums this time, and it sounds great. I was just really pleased with the backing track on this. I thought it sounded really good and really
catchy. I totally agree. Yeah, I love that the music was less abrupt sounding all around, and it fit well with his voice.
Yeah. And, you know, I can tell that he's using some of the same synth guitar sounds and stuff that he uses from MuseScore, which is the program I think he uses to compose the music with. But So it still has that Lycanthrope sound, but it just sounds lighter and, you know, more fun and just musically more interesting and catchy. And with more dynamics, like it's not everything isn't loud all the time. Like I used to joke that Lycanthrope had all of his MIDI notes set to 127 at all times. But,
yes.
You know, this doesn't sound like that, and that's really cool.
Yes. Yes. 100 times yes. Yeah. Or 127 times yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. My comments are these lyrics. Let's see. Evening as the clouds grow dark and raindrops fall in endless sheets, from sky to ground, electric arcs light the wet and empty streets. Rivers swell and overflow. Bank lines melt to stagnant ponds. In makeshift boats, the people row like wayward floating vagabonds. If this was poetry fight, Lycanthrope would win most of these fights.
Yeah.
It's brilliant and it's beautiful and it's so lovely to read. But the music to my ear is still kind of well-worn Lycanthrope territory. The differences that you're hearing are, you know, differences from his song to his song, but it's still very, very obviously recognizably kind of his same rut, maybe. But yeah, so I'm just saying, I'll read this over and over and over again, but I'm not sure that I need to listen to it all that much.
Right. I think one of the problems is that his vocals still have no discernible vocal melody.
Actually, that's a question that I would pose. Brian, do you think that's the main thing, or is it just the sameness of the musical instruments?
I think it's the 16th notes. It's the musical instruments. It's the way that he's using them. It's the bam, 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 bam. And also, you know, and his vocal delivery is iconic at this point, but also I think that with a different sort of a backing that the music would change entirely. I mean, like if he were Joy Division, what the hell's his name?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, that's totally different than this style. And yet, you know, you can imagine him sort of doing that. There's plenty of people who do a more or less sort of a talk singing melodic or not. But of course, it doesn't quite sound like this with the relentless 16th note or 8th note or whatever the heck they are, you know. And it's not just that, I realize. I don't want to like dismiss it as, well, he's only doing this. But you know what I mean when I'm saying the dun 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 dun. And then, yeah, I don't know.
Absolutely, yeah. And that was kind of what's interesting to me, because that was kind of one of the points that I was making why I liked it, because I felt like the music is improved, but it still meshes well with his vocal style. I actually am not sure that I want his vocal style to change. I want the music to fit it better.
Yeah, no, that's good, yeah.